The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Talk of the Town on WWER, interesting and fun things to do in and around Colonial Beach. Our fifth president, James Monroe, was born on April 28, 1758, on the family farm near what is now Colonial Beach. To celebrate, the James Monroe Memorial Foundation held a 264th birthday celebration on the grounds of the home on April 23rd. WWER attended the event and now presents these excerpts from the day.
I do see the Honorable Robin Schick, the mayor of Colonial Beach. So, Mayor Schick, if you want to come up and bring us greetings. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I feel like I have a lot of elected officials to represent right now. I'd like to welcome all of the visitors and locals, the supporters that are here that help make this possible, and also to thank the James Monroe Memorial Foundation and recognize that we have a couple of council members here. We have Tom Moncure, who helped with parking. I don't know, he was in a vest back there, and also Dr. Karen Self-Sullivan over there, so thank you for attending. The town of Colonial Beach lies just, you know, past here and embraces and supports our nation's heritage. It's so exciting to be here to celebrate the 264th birthday of James Monroe. Makes me feel young. The town is 130 years old and was the first planned resort town in the state of Virginia. We have changed throughout history. We were once a steamboat destination in the early 1900s, and then phased into casinos in the 1950s. And we are kind of due for our next rebirth. We have always been deemed the playground of the Potomac, and we are embracing that as we support outdoor recreation, enhancements to our boardwalk, and Dotson development, which if you haven't heard is a four-phase development coming into the town. We are experiencing a 10% growth rate, which is the highest and only growing locality in the Northern Neck. And we have welcomed many new businesses. We are enhancing these elements that are here already, our beach and the outdoor spaces we have and our heritage elements. And the James Monroe's birthplace is a truly special part of that for our community. I just want to point out that 264 years after the birth of James Monroe, this man is still making an impact in the freedom and democratic process that makes me proud to be an American. A leader in the Revolution, a founder of our nation, a president, and a Virginian, James Monroe inspires me to lead in difficult times. He once said, "It is not the people themselves who make the decisions, but the people they themselves choose to stand in their places." And I recently used this quote in a presentation to the Board of Supervisors. I cannot thank our county, state, and federal leadership enough for their commitment to making our community and family the priority for our elected officials. Thank you. Welcome to Colonial Beach. Please visit the town. We have lots going on, and lots will be changing over the years, and so I hope to see you back for the next birthday celebration next year as well. Thank you.
All right. Well, let me call up then our park superintendent, Colonel Art Buswell.
Well, good morning, and again, welcome to a wonderful, wonderful place in our history and in Westmoreland County. It's great to have everybody here, and we look forward to having you return, as the mayor has said, frequently to my town, Colonial Beach, because I lived there for 15 years before moving to Fredericksburg. So welcome to Colonial Beach, welcome to James Monroe's birthplace and the park. Get out there and take a look at the park, because I was the park ranger before I became the superintendent, and I didn't have a park at either time, but I have now.
Bucky Dorr, you have an introduction to make from our neighbors here at the farm. Would you come forward?
Good morning. I do thank you for the presentation of the article, the framed article. That's very nice. Thank you so much. I want to acknowledge the docents that we have, and in a way, it's kind of a relief that some other people who were on schedule have not arrived, because I have several introductions to make for people who are also not here, and so I don't feel quite as alone. However, that does give the rest of us a little more time to talk, right? I want to thank, first of all, several people for the work that they have done to help put all this together. My son James back there helped this morning. He's my right hand. He helps me a lot. He's been with us for 6 years, ever since I've been here. He's been a marvelous help. And I also want to thank Tom Moncure, who has become a very great friend of the park and is on our town council, and is this morning working with us to do the help with the parking. I want to thank Woody Thomas for the help with the refreshments. We do invite you to stay and enjoy the very nice things that we have prepared and that he has brought. The docents have provided a birthday cake for James Monroe, and we want you all to have a piece of that. I hope there's enough to go around. Let's see. I want to introduce the docents, if you would come forward as I call your name. The one that we have, first of all, is Deborah Hayden. Deborah. Deborah has been with us for five years. Boy, is she old. Thank you, Deborah. She's been a wonderful assistant in a lot of ways, and she's always one I can count on. So thank you, Deborah. She'll be assisting with the refreshments and whatever you need. She knows as much about this place as I do. We have two. None of these next ones are here. You may go back, love. Thank you so much. We have two mother-daughter teams who are docents with us, and Erica Morgan and her daughter Rosie, whom some of you met at the grand opening last fall. I don't know why they have not been here this morning. I'm sorry that they are. I don't know what the problem is. I didn't hear from her. The other mother-daughter team that we have that is not here this morning is Rhonda Robinson and her daughter Abigail, brand new this year. Both of them highly qualified. They have been involved in reenactments of historic events. The daughter is homeschooled, and the reason they're not here today is that the older daughter is graduating from college, and the family is moving her out of her dorm room. These are just really great assets and will be as time goes on. Now, the final one that I have to introduce is Arcadia Convoy. Isn't she lovely? I just can't stop telling her how pretty she looks in her outfit. Arcadia is a rising senior at King George High School. She's an honor student with advanced diploma studies. She's a member of DECA, which is Distributive Educational Clubs of America. She's a member of the drama club at her high school. She's a pet sitter. She has worked at Mary's Cakery, and she's the one that brought the cake down from Mary's Cakery this morning. Arcadia is brand new with us this year. She loves to volunteer. She looks great in a costume. And we thank her so very much. So make your acquaintance with Arcadia. She's going to be a great asset to us this year. Thank you, Arcadia.
Please show our gratitude to Jeff Klee.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thanks to all of you. I don't have too much to say. There's a lot of much more important people here behind me that have some more words to say to you. So I'll only say two things very briefly. The first is I'd urge all of you not to take this building and this project for granted. I can speak to you from long experience at Colonial Williamsburg and Mount Vernon and Monticello that these kinds of projects require an enormous amount of work. An enormous amount of work behind the scenes. In the case of this project, friendly but heated arguments about small details, about balusters and mantles and locations of doors and all the exciting things that we enjoy so much, but that aren't necessarily apparent. We don't want them to be apparent. We want this to look easy, but I assure you it's enormously difficult. And I had a small role to play in this, as Bill has indicated, but there are many, many other people who deserve to be celebrated and applauded. And it's everyone from my fellow scholars to the workmen whose extraordinary skill is on display for you in here. They don't sign their work. They're happy to be anonymous and to remain anonymous, but they're some of the best people, not just in Virginia, but in North America, doing this kind of work. So I want to make sure that that's understood, just how high the level of skill is that's brought this house into being. I think the second thing I'd just like to convey to you, and you probably all know this, in your heart or in the back of your brain or maybe in the front of your brain, but let's put it right there in the front and keep it there. The fact that this building exists is also due to the determination, the persistence, the enormous dedication, and the great persuasive power of Bill Thomas. Bill is someone who simply can't say no, can't take no for an answer. Yes, absolutely. He's I think you also have to say, a patient man, because it's taken at least 15 years. You said 20, but it's at least 15, maybe it's 20, maybe it's 25. It's taken an enormous amount of time to get this house in front of you and to get this project as far along as it is. So I simply want to thank Bill and acknowledge Bill for the great work that he's done. Thank you.
Doesn't he look young? And we got some more work for him too. And I'm glad you're in Williamsburg, because we want a kitchen here. We want a smokehouse. We want to recreate everything that you and Ed Chappell and Carl had talked about. And I think with the friendship and support and our track record now pointing positively to our solid accomplishment, we can make all of that happen. So thank you, Jeff, from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to represent the Secretary of the Commonwealth today, who it just so happens is my wife. But I'm here to introduce Andrew Wheeler, an Eagle Scout. Mr. Wheeler was born in Ohio, educated at Case Western Reserve University, where he earned his bachelor degree with two majors. Later, he earned his Juris Doctorate from Washington University at St. Louis School of Law, followed by a master's degree in business administration at Virginia's own George Mason University. He became acting administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in 2018 and was subsequently nominated for the permanent position of EPA administrator, a position in which he was confirmed by the Senate in February 2019. He now serves as a senior advisor in the office of Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin. Please welcome Mr. Wheeler to the microphone.
Thank you, Charles. Charles and his wife Kay have done so much for the not only the Commonwealth but our entire country. Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be introduced by you. I'm very honored to be here today. So my family settled in Virginia in the 16 and 1700s, and then they moved west to West Virginia. I was born and raised outside of Cincinnati. And in 1976, when I was 11 years old, two really important things happened nationally. The first was my beloved Cincinnati Reds won the World Series for the second time in a row. And the second was the bicentennial of our country. And I saw and witnessed the pride of so many people in the history of our country that year. And I guess I was spoiled because I thought that that would, since I was only 11 years old at the time, that that would continue forever, that the Cincinnati Reds would always win the World Series, and that we would always have pride in the history of our country. And I'm sure you will all agree with me that we hope to see Cincinnati in the World Series again this year, and that we need to continue to promote and educate about America's history. Thank you. I first studied President Monroe when I was in fourth grade, and watched, and I still remember, it was a black and white movie about the Monroe Doctrine. But it was in eighth grade when I really became to appreciate President Monroe and our founding fathers, and my eighth grade history teacher, Mrs. Griffel, who taught me a lot about the American Revolution, and it stuck with me my entire life. Flash forward to as an adult, one, I'm a very proud member of the Society of the Cincinnati. And second, when I was EPA administrator, one of the perks of being a cabinet official is that you get to borrow art from the American Portrait Gallery and the Smithsonian Institute to hang in your office. And I had in my office two portraits of two of our founding fathers, John Adams and President Monroe. And both of those portraits hung in my office as EPA administrator at 1200 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I was very proud to have those on display to everybody who visited my office. Today, I'm very proud and honored to represent our governor, Governor Glenn Youngkin. And Governor Youngkin has made it a point to emphasize that we need to teach and learn about all of America's history. And he takes that to heart. And thinking back to 1976, we now have the 250th anniversary of our country coming up shortly. And we need to make sure that all children learn more about our history, all of our history, as we go forward and we prepare for that event. But today I'm honored, and on behalf of Governor Youngkin, on behalf of Virginia history, and Virginia history is American history, to present the following proclamation. And I'll read it. There'll be a framed copy of this to be presented to the house behind me. By virtue of the authority vested by the Constitution and the Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, there is hereby officially recognized James Monroe Day. Whereas James Monroe was born in Westmoreland County, Virginia, to Spence Monroe and Eliza James Jones Monroe on April 28, 1758, and studied at the College of William and Mary. And whereas James Monroe fought with the Continental Army in six major engagements in the Revolutionary War and was seriously wounded at Trenton, earning recognition from General George Washington as, quote, a brave and active officer. And whereas, as a young political leader, James Monroe served in Virginia's legislature and represented Virginia at the Constitutional Convention in 1788, and whereas in 1790, Monroe was elected to represent the Commonwealth as a United States Senator, and whereas James Monroe served as a United States Minister to France, Spain, and Great Britain, along with Robert R. Livingston, negotiated the Louisiana Purchase, and subsequently served as Secretary of State and Secretary of War for President James Madison. And whereas James Monroe served with distinction as Governor of Virginia, and whereas James Monroe served as the fifth president of the United States from 1817 to 1825, during which time he announced the Monroe Doctrine, which denounced European intervention and colonization in the Western Hemisphere. And whereas April 28, 2022, marks the 264th anniversary of the birth of James Monroe, a dedicated public servant and leader in both Virginia and American history. Now, therefore, I, Glenn Youngkin, do hereby recognize April 28th, 2022, as James Monroe Day in our Commonwealth of Virginia, and I call this observance to the attention of all of our citizens. I've been in politics long enough to know not to get ahead of my boss, but I will tell you all to pay attention. There'll be more announcements from the governor on Virginia's history in the weeks and months to come. Thank you all. It's an honor to be here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad that you have us in your portfolio, because when the ceremony ends today, it's the end of nothing and the beginning of everything, as Charles James would say.
You probably did.
All right, well, it's my duty to just close, and I'll call on our chaplain for the benediction and prayer, but before that, I started to say next year is the bicentennial of the Monroe Doctrine. The 2 years that follow that is the farewell tour of Lafayette, who was Virginia's first honorary citizen. And it was President Monroe, 50 years after the Revolution, which we talked about earlier, who went to the Congress and said, "We want to honor the last surviving major general of the war." And that was General Lafayette. And Lafayette wasn't even going to come until Monroe got involved and the Congress sponsored the trip. So that's the next 3 years. And then that's the lead up to the sesquicentennial of America. So we've got a lot of coming attractions. We want to thank you for being a part of our past. We thank you for being part of our future. And all I can say is it is so wonderful to see all these beautiful ladies looking so gorgeous with more medals than you would see at the Pentagon. And I'm really impressed. And when Queen Elizabeth was at Jamestown, some of you have told me that she was kind of upstaged by the ladies' medals. And but anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. We have a wonderful reception to follow. When you go in the house, we've got two additions. There's a chair as you go in the front door that actually belonged to the Monroes at Oak Hill and then in New York. Brandon Taylor, where is he? That's the guy that sent the check to pay for them. We were able to buy them from the estate of Lawrence Gouverneur Hoose's widow. The table and four chairs, two of the chairs made it here today thanks to Brandon, but one's a New York chair, the other one is a Philadelphia chair, and that's in the living room. So when people say, well, is there anything that was here when the Monroes were here, and we don't have anything here that, but we have things that are like what would have been here, but I want you to know the two chairs that arrived today, thanks to Brandon Taylor. And incidentally, he is our treasurer of the Monroe Foundation, and Helen Marie Taylor told him this appointment was for life, just like she told me. So anyway, thank you again for being part of this historic occasion. We like to say we're still making history in Virginia, and we're proud of all of you being a part of it.
This has been a presentation of excerpts from the 264th birthday celebration of James Monroe, held on the grounds of the James Monroe Birthplace and Park. The park is open all year. The museum and birthplace home are open Saturdays and Sundays during the summer from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We hope you enjoyed this special edition of Talk of the Town on Colonial Beach Community Radio, WWER. The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.